Joining us right now, Vince Finaldi. He is an attorney and partner with Manley Stewart and Finaldi, and he is representing two individuals who accused Michael Jackson of molestation, and that's really in the news today because today at Sundance, the film Leaving Neverland will be featured, and it is raising a lot of eyebrows. Mr. Finaldi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about your client. One of your clients is Wade Robson, isn't he?
Yeah, Wade Robson, and the other one is Jimmy Safechuck.
Yeah, and Wade Robson, he was on my—I mean, he used to be one of the choreographers on So You Think You Can Dance. He was a backup singer and choreographer, or backup dancer, I should say, and choreographer for Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. He goes way back in the entertainment business, and I remember when he came forward with his story. So powerful. Tell us about it.
Well, it's been a journey for him, you know. You have to remember that, you know, when these kids were abused, it was only after Michael Jackson had a chance to groom them for many months to discern which ones he wanted to abuse. He only abused the ones that he thought he'd be able to keep quiet.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has been a long process for them. And, you know, Wade's doing relatively well in his road to going from being a victim to being a survivor, but there are many steps in that process, and this is one of the steps.
You look at the news, the world that we're living in right now with the Harvey Weinstein, with Kevin Spacey, with R. Kelly, and somehow Michael Jackson, you know, I understand he passed away, but still he's been able to sort of slide through all of that. You still hear Michael Jackson music all the time. To me personally,
well,
it freaks me out when I hear it.
You know, the reason why is because, so the Michael Jackson archive, the music, the intellectual products are all an asset of the estate. And the asset, you know, wants to monetize the estate. The only way you can monetize that estate is if you make sure that his image is clean and scrubbed. So they've got a team of lawyers and employees working day to day to scrub the internet, put out good content about Michael, and get rid of the bad stuff. They're trying to
That's why this film, Leaving Neverland, is so important. I mean, you must have been inundated with cease and desist from these guys.
You know, no, I don't think they even know what was going on until it was announced at Sundance. It was already in the bag and done.
Wow.
I didn't do the film. It was an independent, truly independent documentary done by a reputable filmmaker, Dan Reed from the UK. But you know, as you might know, their cases were thrown out on a statute of limitations technicality, not on the merits, and we're currently still doing the appeals of those cases. And both of these boys said, you know what, I'd like to do the documentary because I want my story out there. I want people to know, especially people in the industry, so they can protect their kids and, you know, make changes to prevent this from happening in the future. Neither one was compensated for it.
We've got a little less than a minute here, but we, of course, had the breaking news yesterday about Bryan Singer. This sort of thing, this is sadly and harrowingly still sort of part of the culture in Hollywood, and light needs to be shown on it. What more can be done?
What more can be done is, the first one is educating people in the industry, both people who work for these companies and also the parents and the kids. So everyone who's in the industry should watch this film because it shows from the perspective of both the kids and the parents how this grooming happens. You know, they groom the kids, they groom the parents, they groom the employees and everyone. And until people get educated on this, the abuse is going to continue. I can guarantee you the abuse is happening today at this very moment.
Absolutely agree. I wish we had more. We had such a busy breaking news day. I appreciate you joining us. We really wanted to get this
big
in.
Big day today.
We did. Vince Finaldi.
Thank you so
and again,
much.
The film is Leaving Neverland, premiering at Sundance tonight, all about Michael Jackson and the two individuals who have a really important story to tell that must be heard. Larry O'Connor Show on KABC.